WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Today we're celebrating Irving Berlin's 99th birthday. It's an occasion worth making a fuss over. Think of all the great songs he's given us. Anthems like God Bless America, holiday songs like White Christmas, dancing songs like Puttin' on the Ritz, and love songs like Cheek to Cheek and Always. We've invited singer Peggy King, whose beautiful voice does justice to Berlin's great music. In the early 50s, she was under contract to the MGM film studio, where she was groomed to be Judy Garland's successor. She became a singing star in the mid-50s through her frequent appearances on TV variety shows and her role as co-star on The George Gopal Show. I first heard Peggy in the early 1980s. She'd just returned to performing after a 20-year break to raise her family. Now she's recording again and performing at Manhattan's top singers' clubs. Accompanying Peggy King is pianist, arranger, and producer Michael Abene, who has played with many great singers, including Liza Minnelli, Chris Connor, Joe Williams, and Anita O'Day. I want to welcome you both to Fresh Air, and why don't you get us started with a song?
Absolutely.
Come get together, let the dance floor feel your leather. Step as lightly as a feather, let yourself go. Come, hit the timber, loosen up and start to limber. Can't you hear that hot marimba? Let yourself go. Let yourself go. Relax and let yourself go. Relax, you got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold, but the music's hot, so come, cuddle closer. Don't you dare to answer no, sir. Butcher, banker, clerk, and grocer, let yourself go. Come, get together. Let the dance floor feel your leather. Step as lightly as a feather. Let yourself go. Come, hit the timber. Loosen up and start to limber. Can't you hear that hot marimba? Let yourself go. Let yourself go. Relax and let yourself go. Relax, you got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold, but the music's hot. So come, cuddle closer. Don't you dare to answer no, sir. Butcher, banker, clerk, and grocer, let yourself go. Let yourself go. Let yourself go. Yourself go.
That sounds terrific.
Thank you. That's that's Fred Astaire sang that in Follow the Fleet.
Peggy, you've been singing a lot of Irving Berlin songs during this past year and throughout your singing career as well. As a songwriter, does he really keep track of how singers are singing his songs?
Yes. I always say in my nightclub act that we may have a little excitement here tonight, because if I sing a wrong lyric, he'll be here. From wherever he is, he'll arrive, because, no, he's very fussy.
How so?
Well, the reason I think is because he writes his own music. He writes lyrics and music, and when that happens, I believe that the marriage is very important to him. He knows exactly what note he wanted on what word, and he doesn't want you to fool around with it.
Okay.
And since I've been writing lyrics myself, I'm very sympathetic to that. I really know how he feels.
Why don't you do another song for us?
We're going to do three.
A medley.
The reason here is that these are the three great love songs, and we just had to do all three, so it's a medley.
All alone, I'm so all alone. There is no one else but you. All alone by the telephone, waiting for a ring, a ting, a darling, I'm all alone every evening, all alone, feeling blue, wondering where you are and how you are. And if you are all alone, too. Say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. Everyone is saying, don't love me, say it isn't so. Everywhere I go, everyone I know whispers that you're growing tired of me, say it isn't so. People say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me, say it isn't true, say that everything is still that's all I want to know. And what they're saying, say it isn't so. Gone is the romance that was so divine. It's broken and cannot be mended. You must go your way and I must go mine, but now that our love dreams have ended, what'll I do when you
was a beautiful medley. You know, Peggy, sometimes I think we almost forget about Berlin's wistful songs like that because we remember all the flag-waving type songs and the big anthems.
It's true, but his love songs are, I'm usually very controlled. You know, I'm an actress and I don't get, teary. But I get teary when I sing his songs. They're so wistful. They're so sad. He almost takes his heart out and says, here it is. Also, Michael plays them. Especially, I feel Berlin when Michael plays. I can't sing Berlin with just anybody.
He really writes such vernacular lyrics. They really sing like people speak. What'll I do?
And they spoke at each time he was writing, at each decade that went by. He's almost a chronicle of how we were talking in those days. Really, I did a play of his about the 60s, Mr. President, and it was full of the 60s jargon. He's sort of like a historian for American music for me.
You're going to do a song that I associate with Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Actually, this is really a man's song, but it's I've always wanted to sing it, so this is it.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's music and laughter and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have a chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed, but while there's music and laughter and love and romance, let's face the music.
Play it, Mike.
Terrific. You had mentioned, Peggy, you think of that as a song for a male voice and for a man to sing. Did Berlin write in different ranges, depending on who he was writing for?
He wrote that for Astaire, too. Yeah, he wrote a lot of the early things are very soprano-ish and hard for me to sing, because I'm certainly not a soprano. I can sing the songs mostly they wrote for Garland. They're right in my range. But there are problems. You know, Astaire had that little high voice, that wonderful high voice, and they get very high. That one gets very high. But I love it.
Funny you should mention Garland, because you'll be singing a song that he wrote for her in a couple of seconds. But first, we're going to take a short break. We're going to continue our celebration of Irving Berlin's 99th birthday. After this break, this is Fresh Air.
Fresh Air is produced live from WHYY in Philadelphia and is distributed by National Public Radio.
We're celebrating Irving Berlin's 99th birthday with a concert of his songs. My guests are singer Peggy King and pianist and arranger Michael Abeni. Peggy, you were about to sing a song associated with Judy Garland, though I should say it's a song probably a lot of our listeners have never even heard.
I can remember sitting in the theater as a little girl of about, I don't know, 12, 13, seeing Easter Parade, which this is from, and seeing Garland sing. And I could hardly wait to get out of the theater and try it out myself. I love this song.
Well, you know, later on in your life, you were groomed to be a successor to Judy Garland at MGM.
Yes, that was my fate at Metro.
Because you sounded so much like her when you sang.
And they also felt I looked like her. I never thought. There's just a placement of the voice. It comes from the same place.
So what do you think of now when you sing a song associated with her?
I never think about it. I really feel that the song is mine when I'm singing it. For that little moment, it belongs to me.
You shied away from her.
Actually,
material
it belongs
for a
to
while.
Mr. Berlin.
That's right. You shied away from her songs for a while?
I did. I didn't sing anything of hers for a long time. And then everybody started to sing her songs. And then her daughters came along and were singing them. And then I figured, what the heck? I'll sing them too.
Why don't you sing it for us now?
I will. Better luck next time, that could never be, because there ain't gonna be no next time for me, no siree. Made up my mind to make another start. I've made my mind up, but I can't make up my heart. I'd like a new lucky day. That would be nice. But this comes just once in a lifetime, not twice. So don't say, better luck next time, that could never be, because there ain't gonna be no next time for me. I'd like a new lucky day, that would be nice. But this comes just once in a lifetime, not twice. So don't say, better luck next time, that could never be, because there ain't gonna be no next time for me.
It's a wonderful song. It's really a shame
but
it's not sung more
puts,
often.
You see how he puts the notes together at the end? There's no way not to sound like Garland.
Uh-huh.
No way.
It's quite a range in that song,
it's a rangy
too.
Song, and you have to play with it. And she went for the belting notes, and I don't always like to do that, especially not on the radio. And so it's it gets a little more wistful. I don't know. I love that song. So does Michael. He loves it, too.
Michael, what's Berlin like to play at the piano? Is there anything that separates him from from the other great American songwriters?
Well, there's so many. Each song is almost very different, and some are so harmonically simple and melodically simple. And as a player now, okay, mm-hmm. And some are so harmonically complex. I mean, things you wouldn't even the song "Supper Time," which he wrote for Ethel Waters, which is, I mean, I would never think that was a Berlin song. And there are so many things like that that it sort of all of a sudden he throws you on the left foot. You know, it's like, oops, my goodness. You know, and they're all they're a lot of fun to play for instrumentalists. I think there's a lot of goodies from an instrumental point of view. And lyrically, they're all very strong. But even lyrically, you know, like the lyrics to that song we just mentioned, Supper Time, and things like that. I mean, it's hard to believe it's the same guy. The guy wrote Annie, Get Your Gun. I mean, in those things, it's hard to believe a lot of those things of Berlin even. And for some reason, it's just so many deceptive. Different directions.
He's very deceptive.
Let's, yeah. Let's get another example of his diversity.
For instance, here we go. This is in Another World from the song we just sang. And this is from Ziegfeld Follies of 1927.
Shaking.
Yeah, shaking. Shaking the booze away, unhappy news away. If you are blue, it's easy to shake off your cares and troubles, telling the blues to go. They may refuse to go, but as a rule, they'll go if you'll shake them away. Do like the voodoos do, listening to a voodoo melody. They shake their bodies so, to and fro. With every shake, a lucky break, proving that there's a way to chase your cares away. If you would lose your weary blues, shake them away. Shaking the blues away, unhappy news away. If you are blue, it's easy to shake off your cares and troubles, telling the blues to go. They may refuse to go, but as a rule, they'll go if you'll shake them away. Do like the voodoos do, listening to a voodoo melody. They shake their bodies so, to and fro. With every shake, a lucky break, proving that there's a way to chase your cares away. If you would lose your weary blues, shake them away. Shake them away. Shake them away. What could be more different?
Yeah, what a great song. The next song you're going to do, How About Me, is also a song that's not very well known. It's really one of my favorite Berlin songs. It's such a pretty and very sad song.
1 year later, 1928, from a play called Coquette. And if there's a song that puts me on the floor, this is the song.
But you won't let yourself cry.
I will not
singing.
Get it put on the floor. No. What?
But you never let yourself cry.
Oh,
while
there's a secret to that. Phil Harris once told me that the secret to making an audience cry is not crying yourself. If you cry yourself, they'll figure, well, she's doing it, why bother? But if you aren't crying, but you're just about, and they can see that you're trying not to, then they'll all cry. At least that's my theory. It works. It usually works. We did this once at a concert here in Philadelphia at Settlement Music School, and when we got to the end of the song, people were really sobbing. In the first place, there were people who were of the age group that they knew the song. And it really is a poignant song.
It's a beautiful song. Why don't you sing it? Okay.
It's over, all over, and soon somebody else will make a fuss about you. But how about me? It's over, all over, and soon somebody else will tell her friends about you. But how about me? You found somebody new, but what am I to do? I'll still remember you when you have forgotten. And maybe a baby will climb upon your knee and put its arms about you. But how about me? You found somebody new,
what am I to do? I'll still remember you when you have forgotten. And maybe a baby will climb upon your knee and put its arms about you. But how about me?
That was beautiful. Can I make a request for our last song for this concert?
Of course you can.
Could you end it with Always?
Yes. Would you like to hear something wonderful about Always? He gave it to his wife as a wedding present. The copyright, the ASCAP rights. I think it's the most wonderful present since the Taj Mahal.
Everything went wrong, and the whole day long, I'd feel so blue. For the longest while, I forgot to smile, then I met you. Now that the blue days are past, now that I found you at last, I'll be loving you always, with a love that's true always. When the things you've planned need a helping hand, I will understand always, always. Days may not be fair, always. That's when I'll be there. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but always.
Thank you both for that beautiful performance. It was a wonderful way to celebrate Irving Berlin's birthday. Thank you both very much. Pianist Michael Ebene, singer Peggy King, thank you both so much for being with us.